Good evening, everyone. My name is Robinson. So this is my, third year in Soul Winning Marathon. So it was a great time in Georgia. So we've been playing for 3 months. So it was amazing to see a lot of people got saved. So I'm not going to give you all each one in each testimony for every lost. So I'd like to pick two, my favorite one. The first one, and it was in the second day, it was on Tuesday. My team, it's Douglas and I, and then we have a couple ladies, Latika and Abigail. So we went to our place, I forgot that street, so I was a silence partner. And then Douglas was witness to two of them. So, and then the first man, he was standing, just two of them was listening. And then one was about to leave. So I was like, oh God, please don't let him leave yet. Please let him hear the gospel. He just leave just about like 8 feet. So I was a silence partner. And then Doug was speaking to the other man. And then I just moving about just 8 feet. I said, sir, can I ask you a question? He said, yeah. I said, do you know for sure if you die right now that you go to heaven? He said, oh yeah. I said, can I ask you, how do you know that? He said, well, my heart tells me so. So I said, well, I said, let's suppose when you get there, God asks you, why should I let you come into my heaven? What would you say to God? And then he said, well, because my heart tells me so. And I keep asking him, and he was under conviction. I said, sir, are you sure you're saved? He began to sweat. I said, are you sure? I said, if you're not saved, and when you stand before God, the first question he will ask you, why you didn't get saved? So it's gonna be hard for you and spend your life in hell. I said, let me ask you one more time, are you saved? He said, no, I'm not. So then I began to explain to him the gospel and then give him the plan of salvation. And then I said, okay, now here's what I'm going to say. So I cannot save you. Your own word, I said, okay, I'm going to say just to you, as example, you can say, God, you are a sinner, you need to be saved, you don't want to go to hell. And then he just did, he just prayed by himself, he just got saved. Amen. And then he said, oh man, we need you to come back again, please, where is that church located? I said, okay, let me take your information. He said, he just keeps saying, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then when I get in West Palm Beach, I receive a phone call for JC. JC said, okay, Robinson. See, his name was Douglas, you know? And then this is Douglas, that's my dog. So, you know, I'm just kidding. Right. So JC take information. I think they went on Saturday to visit him. JC called me. He said, I went to visit Douglas. I think he will come to church. I don't know what happened. So next. The second one, just very quickly, and 30 seconds. So Douglas was speaking to a lady just, and then when you come to see that lady, you don't have to wear glasses to describe who she is. And then her name is Jennifer. She's a lesbian. So Douglas was speaking to him and then ask him, if you know for sure when you die, you'll get into heaven. Douglas, she said, no, to be honest, I'm a lesbian. So I know it's a sin against God. I know it's an abomination. She confessed that. So, and then Douglas witnessing to him, she didn't get saved. She said, no, I cannot get rid of in my lesbian. So, but anyway, it was so good. And then God used me to lead like 12 people to Christ. It was amazing. Praise God for that.
All right, that's good enough. All right, my name is Kevin Crouch. This is actually my first year going on a Soul Winning Marathon, which I was actually kind of excited about, but also not as well, to be honest. I should say this. For past week before we went, I kept praying to God, and from everyone that I kept hearing, even from chapel and from the teachers as well, at least win one soul to Christ this week. I prayed to God every day. In my devotions outside of it, every single time at 8, when I was at Waycross, do not let me leave without winning at least one soul to Christ. For Monday, after that entire day, I wasn't able to lead one solo cross because I was messing up the entire time. I was getting discouraged really easily. Then Tuesday, kept going on for the day until at the very end of it, my team was with, I was with Trevor Cius, was it with Janae and who else was it, Amanda? All right, that's good. I was just trying to recall exactly who it was because he switched out. So we went to this one, I think it's Clough Street on Tuesday. We all talked to this one group of kids and everything. I got to this one guy whose last name I'm not even going to try to pronounce. His first name was Jemiah, who's like 12 years old. I kept talking to him about if he knew if he was going to heaven or not when he died. He said no. So I was able to share with him the plan of salvation, but at the same time, his younger sister, I think sister was, it was very young, kept running around, almost got into the street. So I was kind of worried he was getting distracted at the same time. But at the very end of it all, he actually got saved that one night. She's really burnt up my spirits a lot. Then Wednesday, I wasn't able to do as well. Then Thursday, I was actually able to do it again, but two times. So praise God for that. So I was actually able to lead three souls to Christ this past week. Which, amen.
Hi, my name is Caledonia Franson, and this is my third soul winning marathon. And my partner was Brianna, which I was super excited about because I had gone to school with her since the third grade. So I was really excited about that. And but I didn't get to lead anyone to the Lord, but I did get to plant some seeds, which was great. So, but everyone, what really impressed me about there was everyone was super sweet. Everyone at the church was just super excited about us coming there. And even the people like that we knocked doors on, they were super sweet. And I'm from the north, and people are just like, oh, go away. But they're all super sweet. And but I did get one person, I was like, oh, this person, that person, after I left the door, the person was like, I was like, well, she's mean. The first person I met that was mean. And then I'm walking away from her door, and she runs outside. She's like, I wasn't trying to be rude. And I was like, oh, I'm like, Lord, she wasn't mean. It's okay. So, everyone was sweet. So I had a really good soul winning marathon. So.
Hi, I'm Kelly McGalliard, Lauren's little sister, and this is my first soul winning marathon, and I really enjoyed myself. My partners were Angelia with William and Angel, and unfortunately no one in our group were led to Christ, but Angelia and I, we kept going at door to door praying, ask the Lord, please let us lead someone to Christ. But every time we went to the door, no one accepted him, but she kept saying, encouraging me, because I felt all sad about it. And she said, Kelly, don't give up. We'll find another door. Don't worry. The Lord will give us something. So the whole week, I was discouraged through the whole thing, but Angelia got me through it, and I was really glad she's my partner. So.
My name is Sharon, and this is my first year on a soul winning marathon, and I was really, really excited because I've always heard really good things about soul winning marathon, and I was really looking forward to it. And especially when I found out a couple weeks before soul winning marathon that I had an aunt that lived in that town, and so there was a chance that I might see her. So we went there Monday, and we got there Monday, and we didn't. My group didn't see any souls saved, so we were a little bit discouraged about that. But you know, we had Brother Perkins as our bus driver that drove us around to the little areas. And he kept telling us, you know, it's not you that saves the souls, it's God. And it's your job just to tell them. It's their choice whether they get saved or not. And so that really encouraged us. And so on Tuesday, we went around these nicer neighborhoods during the day, and barely anyone even answered the door or talked to us. And so during the evening, we went on again after dinner, and I was just really discouraged by that point, and I was just like, I don't even want to go out again. I'm just done for the day. And so we went out, and it was a scary area. And it was just like everyone's staring at us. And we're like, okay. Just keep us safe, Lord. And so we knocked on a couple of doors, and there were two ladies that got saved that night. And it was just such a blessing. And in our entire group, there was eight that we saw saved. And it was a really great blessing. And then on the last day, I guess this was a more personal blessing to me, I actually knocked on my aunt's door, so I got to see her. So that was really special to me. So.
Good evening. Just about everybody here knows my name is Hector Rodriguez. This is actually my fourth soul winning marathon, and by far this was the best soul winning marathon to me, my favorite one. Soul winning marathon is always the one event in the year that I always look forward to. It is my highlight of the year, just to be able to go somewhere else and try to be a blessing to this church. And Georgia, I was so excited. Pastor Carter always talks about Georgia as the promised land and everything. And so we get there, the weather was amazing. The only thing that was a little problem was the mosquitoes. They have like these man-eating Godzilla mosquitoes over there. Well, my partners were Nathan, Kendra, and Cherise, and while Nathan and Cherise were not getting bit, Kendra and I are fighting mosquitoes like crazy. But it was a great time, though, all week. I didn't get to personally lead anybody to the Lord, but I did get to witness to many. And what was such an encouragement was right at our first door Monday, they sent us out, and right on our first door, Nathan knocks on the door and leads someone to the Lord. That was just a great kickoff and start off to the Soul Winning Marathon. Then what made the Soul Winning Marathon the best for me was Wednesday, we got to see a lot of fruit at the service. Right before the church service, we went out, we started knocking doors. Nathan got to this door. There were these two ladies named Sharon and Betty, and we only had an hour left, so we were kind of like, Lord, you know, show us something, please. These two ladies were absolutely ready. They were wanting to hear the gospel, and they both got saved. And actually, they were both so attentive that they didn't think to check about their kids. But praise the Lord, we had amazing ladies in our group, and Kendra and Cherise kind of kept them occupied up in front of the house. So then later, after they got saved, they're like, where are our kids? And we're like, "Don't worry, our girls are handling it." So it was an absolute blessing. They came to church that night, and they came forward, made a profession of faith, and they were crying. They came to us afterwards. They said, if it wasn't for you guys coming to our door, we'd be going to hell right now. We wouldn't even be here. We wouldn't have done this. And their lives have changed completely. They said they want to be there every time the doors are open. Another lady that showed up, her name was Angela Maddox. We also talked to her right before we talked to Sharon and Betty. She actually said that she was already saved, but she wanted to come to a good church. So we invited her. She came along, and she actually, at the invitation, came forward and wanted to get saved. She got saved that night, and afterwards, she was also crying very hard. We talked to her about it. She said, well, I never thought that I would see my uncle in heaven, and he had just passed away a few weeks before. She said, but now that I know how we can go to heaven, I know for a fact I'm going to see him one day. And she was just so happy. She's also one of those that wants to come to church every time the doors are open. So I just want to thank everybody here in the church that just supports us and allows us to go to this Soul Winning Marathon, because it's definitely the best part of our whole year. And definitely we saw a difference in our college student body. We definitely got a lot closer to the Lord and to each other. And it was just amazing. And thank you guys so much.
Hi, my name is Lisa. A couple days before Soul Winning Marathon, we had a speaker in chapel, and he said that we shouldn't be surprised if our prayers get answered, and that was a good message, and I had to think about that a lot. But I was praying for a specific partner for Soul Winning Marathon. It was a girl that I hardly talked to, and I thought it would be nice to get to know better, so I was praying that we could be partners. And then Thursday, we found out who our partners were, and it was that girl I had been praying for. And I was so excited. I thought, wow, what a coincidence. And then I thought, no, it's actually God. You know, he answered my prayer, and that was really great. And I thought, Soul Winning Marathon is going to be really great. And we we went, and one of the funny things that happened is we went to one of the houses, and an elderly man, he saw us, and he was turning away to go back to his house, but we stopped him, and we said we would want to invite him to church, and so he looked at a track we gave him, and he said, "Oh, Baptist, I thought you must be Baptist, because you're way too pretty to be Jehovah's Witness." And and that was really funny. another blessing was we took a break, and we went to a gas station, and the lady at the register, she said, "You're not from here." And I thought, "Oh no, it's my accent," and she can hear. And she said, "You're from Florida, is that right?" And I said, "Yes, ma'am, we are." And and I invited her to church, and she said some people came to her house the night before, and that's such a blessing to her. She was really blessed by us being there, and it was really great because we got to plant many seeds. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Angelia Brewer, and this was my second soul winning marathon. Going into it, I kind of knew more what to expect, but even still, after last year, this was an amazing soul winning marathon. Just the prayers that went into it, and you could see when you got there that the people were involved, and like somebody before said, the service on Wednesday night was amazing. I had, like she said, Kelly for my partner, and going into it, we got there on Monday, and we had lunch, and then we went out and started knocking doors. And Monday we went out, we were all excited, but we didn't see anybody saved. So then Tuesday we went out, and we were still all excited, but we still didn't see anybody saved. There were a lot of doors that they said that it was going to be this way, but every door we would knock on, it seemed, we'd ask the person, "Do you know for sure where you're going to go when you die?" And they'd be like, "We're going to heaven." And we'd ask them, "Well, how do you know that?" And Kelly actually had one lady that was like, "I know I'm going to heaven because I'm born again and God saved me and he lives in my heart, so I know I'm going to heaven." And she didn't even get to finish asking where she was going. Kelly was just like, "Do you know what's more important than church?" And the lady's like, "Yeah, being born again." And then poor Kelly had another lady that asked her. We walked up the door and it was this older lady. And she knocks on the door and she's the lady's like, or rather Kelly said, asked, "We're from Countryside Baptist Church," and all that. And then the lady points at Kelly and she's like, "Do you know Jesus?" So that was really funny. But all through the week, that was what we kept running into. And so Thursday, we went into it. We, from the morning, we decided we just want to see one soul saved. So we got out of the van and we were praying. And every house we would go to, we would pray, "Lord, let this be our house. We just want to see one soul saved." And so we'd be like looking around because we had the guys with us too. And that day we actually had two teams of guys, which cut the amount of houses we had down a lot. So we're like looking around and we're like, "Okay, let's see. That house looks empty. There looks like there's nobody home at that house. That house has the door open. Kelly, we're going to go to this one. Guys, you can have those too." And yet the guys managed to be the ones still that saw everybody saved. So then we were kind of discouraged on the way home because we wanted so bad to just see one person saved. And we were talking about it, and then we realized that even though it was kind of discouraging that we didn't get to see anybody saved, that it's probably better to see 100 souls that know they're going to heaven and know that they're saved than to run into those one or two people that may or may not be saved, or that aren't saved, that may or may not know that, or may or may not accept Christ. So we realized through that was kind of a lesson that we could take home from that. But overall, this was a really great soul winning marathon. And just like with Lisa was saying with the answered prayers, just the little things, it was really funny because when we got there, the sky was overcast and it looked like it was going to rain. And the entire week it stayed cloudy, dreary, which was nice because it was really shady. But we were all praying that God would hold off the rain just long enough for us to be able to get done for the day. And so the last day, as the last person was getting in the bus from visiting, it started pouring, and it poured for the rest of the day. but everybody got in. As far as I know, everybody stayed dry. The rain started as soon as we got in the bus. So that was just kind of a nice thing, because it showed that obviously God was paying attention to us, because he held off the rain just long enough for us to get finished.
Hello, my name is Keith. This is my second soul winning marathon. And we went to my church last year, and so I was kind of used to, so I remember the testimonies from last year, sort of used to, we don't really see fruit at the door as much, because it's kind of a hard area. We usually see that after the reaction, once they get to know you. So the soul winning marathon, we weren't really seeing as much fruit during the week, and I was kind of used to that, and I was just knowing that we were going to be blessed for every soul that did trust Christ. We were going to get blessings for that as well. And then it came down to the last day, and I was on the van, we were going out, and I said, okay guys, how many are we gonna win today? And I was about to say 10, and then Robinson says 15, so we're like, okay, 15. And we get out, and I'm going through, and it was the first house, and I stopped, and I said, God, I said, I know that your word will not return void, and that you're gonna bless us, even if we don't see any souls saved. But God, if it's okay, I would like to just get one. And then we walked up to a house, and I said, God, this is it. This is my house. I'm claiming this house. Whoever walks out that door is getting saved. And so there was an elderly man there, and I asked him if he knew for sure he was going to heaven. He said, nobody can know that. And long story short, he trusted Christ. And so God gave me my house. And a couple of streets after that, Lynn was able to lead someone to the Christ, and then two more, and it started like a reaction going on. And we actually led 16. To Christ on that bus, so it had a great week.
I am Brianna Davis, and this was my third soul winning marathon. One valuable lesson I learned this week is that God definitely has a sense of humor. One of the sermons before we left said that, you know, use this week to draw closer to God. And after that, I just prayed, Lord, please break me. Meaning, you know, break my heart, break my spirit. Well, God likes to laugh sometimes. So the very first house my partner and I go up to, I'm watching where I step, and on my right, I see a puddle of water. So I go to step to the left. I hit a patch of oil or something. My foot slides out from under me. I fall flat on my back. I was down. So I get up, dust myself off. My partner is gracious enough to take that house. So the next door, I'm getting ready to walk up, right? And it's a brick pathway, and I stumble over the bricks. Don't fall, but I did stumble. So I was able to catch myself. I knocked to the door. Nobody was home. The third house, I walked into a spider web. I was ready to just throw my hands in the air and just sit down for a good 15 minutes, but God gave me the grace to get through it, and even though I stumbled several more times that week, I only fell at my first house. But on a serious note, they told us so much, this is a very religious area, you're going to get very religious answers. And where I grew up, it was very, not a hard area, but I got a lot of Roman Catholics growing up, so I kind of knew expected people to be like, yeah, I'm going to heaven because of this or because of that. But well over 90% of the people I talked to said, yes, I'm going to heaven because I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior, or something along those lines. It was a very clear testimony. And that was just an encouragement to me, where I had been expecting a hard area and I got that. So even though I didn't lead anybody to Christ, everyone I talked to was saved. It doesn't matter who leads them to Christ as long as they're going to heaven.
Short. My name's Deanna, and this is my second and unfortunately last soul winning marathon because I'm graduating this year. But I really enjoyed it. I really had a great time. Leading up to it, however, was not so great. I bruised a couple of ribs a couple weeks before, and then the whole week before, my heart was bothering me and everything, and I'm like, Lord, please don't let anything happen to me. I really don't need it. And you know, I was really worried about that, but he really did see me through and everything, and I didn't have too many issues. And last year, I led one person to the Lord at the very last house on the very last day, And I'm like, Lord, I don't really want that to happen again. And I know that you can double the amount I'm able to lead to the Lord, to you. And he did. I was able to lead two ladies to the Lord on these, I think it was the second day. And my partner was Sharon. And after that, she was able to lead a couple of ladies to the Lord. And we just had a really great time. I was very encouraged by Brother Perkins. He always seemed to know exactly what to say when I needed it, you know, when I was, you know, getting discouraged or whatever. And, you know, it was like Hector said, on Wednesday night, we were able to see a lot of the fruit, and I'd never seen such a response to any kind of soul winning like that before. So that was really a blessing. And, you know, if I could go back and do it all over again, I definitely would. So.
Hello, my name is Carrie Heiger, and this was my second soul winning marathon. And I personally never thought I'd be an answer to prayer, but, you know, Lisa prayed for to have me as my partner, so obviously, God answers prayer. But although I didn't get to lead anyone to the Lord, I was grateful that even though people said they were saved, they did say that they'd pray for us. And I was really grateful to have people praying for us, even not from this church, while I was out soul winning. So thank you.
I'm Sarah Parker. I was partners with Josie, and I also had O'Neill and Matthew, and this was my first soul winning marathon, so I was really excited because I've heard so many great things. My older sister went here, so I was really looking forward to it, to seeing what God was going to do. And I prayed every single day. I was like, please give me someone. I just want to be able to lead someone to the Lord. And I was able to share the gospel with a few people, but they didn't get saved. They said that they had already been saved before, after I went through the gospel with them. But Josie was able to lead a few people to the Lord, and I was like, how come every door that she knocks on, you know, the people, they're like, oh no, I'm not going to heaven, you know, show me how to be saved, and she's able to lead them. Like, please give me one of those doors, you know. So I was praying, and it was the last day, like the last stretch of our, you know, the route that we were doing, and there was a young lady, and I asked her if she knew 100% sure where she would go, and she said no. And I asked if I could show her, and she said yes, and I was able to lead her to the Lord. So I just thank the Lord for the whole soul winning marathon and the service on Wednesday. That was amazing. So that was awesome.
Hi, I'm Kendra. The soul winning marathon, I was actually really nervous to go on because all last semester and so far this semester, I hadn't been able to lead anybody to the Lord, and that was really discouraging. So whenever soul winning marathon was starting, I was like, Lord, just give me somebody to lead to the Lord. And I was praying all week, and I had Charisse praying for me because she was my partner, and I had Sabrina and Helen praying for me because they were my roommates, and I just really wanted to lead just somebody to the Lord. And I think it was like the second day we went to this one street, and there was this girl walking down the road, and I stopped her, and I asked her if she was sure she was going to heaven. She said, well, actually, I'm a Jehovah Witness. And, you know, and I went through the gospel with her, and she started, like, fidgeting a whole bunch, and I asked her if that was something she wanted to do, and she just kept saying, oh, I'm a Jehovah Witness, falling back on what her religion told her, and she was just a very confused girl. And she actually asked me, she said, can you write down the verses you're telling me, and I'll look them up in my Bible at home. And so I wrote them down for her, and actually gave her one of the King James New Testaments, and I told her to look them up in here too, and because I knew those were highlighted in there. And so she said she would, and so a seed was planted there. But so she didn't get saved, and we kept knocking on doors. And there was one day we went to this really rich neighborhood, and it rained all day, and nobody answered the door, and if they did, they said they were Methodist or Jehovah's Witness or something like that. And so that neighborhood, we didn't lead anybody to the Lord that morning. And so it was the last day, and I hadn't led anybody, and it seemed like everybody in my bus was leading somebody to the Lord. And I was like, Lord, I don't know what your plan is, but I really would like to see somebody saved, because that would also have been my first soul ever in my whole life that I would have been able to lead to the Lord. And so it was the last day, and then we stopped at McDonald's, and they said, okay, this is the last neighborhood, and I found out we were going back to that rich neighborhood, and I was like, really? I was like, that's awesome. So I was really not excited about that, and I was rushing Charisse when we got to the neighborhood, and then it started to sprinkle, and I was like, okay, it's about to end, and it was the last 30 minutes, and I knocked on this door, and I was kind of hoping like a lady would answer every door I knocked on, because like the men kind of scare me a little bit. And so this big guy comes to the door, and I'm like, oh my goodness. And so I go through the plan of salvation with him, and he just stops me in the middle, and he says, I don't want to go to hell. And so I told him, and then he goes, oh, well, hold on, I gotta go get my wife. And so he goes and gets his wife, and then she hands him the baby, and I was like, this guy's not gonna get saved. And it was really upsetting. And I asked her if she was saved, and she said, yeah, I'm saved. I know for sure I'm going to heaven. And that was really clear testimony. And I told her, and she goes, well, he needs to get back out here. So he came back out, and she goes, and he gets saved. And after that, she said, praise God. She goes, you know, I had been asking God to send somebody for the longest time for my husband to get saved. And I told my sister about what had happened, and she goes, you know, whenever we pray for my grandpa, because he's unsaved, we say, send somebody to him, Lord, you know, because he lives far away. And that was like, she's like, and God used you. He sent you to Otis so he could get saved. And so that was like an encouragement. So pray for Otis, because and that his family goes to church, because they had four kids too. So thank you.
Okay, I'm really nervous. My heart is pounding right now. But I'm Sarah Hargroves. I won't take too long. I'll let my college classmates do their testimony. But I had a really great team. I had both Keith, and I had Drika, which was awesome over there. And, well, I've been praying for a good team for like, before the Soul Winning Marathon. And that's a blessing. But I felt, but, I'm sorry, I'm really nervous. Let me think. Okay, this is my first soul winning, and I'm so excited. And I love going soul winning on Thursdays. It's my favorite thing in college to do. And, but I led two people to the Lord. Tuesday, I led this Brittany Nipper to the Lord. I was going through the steps, and I looked up, and I saw her crying. And I was like, oh. She got saved, I'm so excited. And well, she got saved, and then like we went to church on Thursday. That was really good. People got saved, and I was crying and tears and stuff. And I really like Pastor Stanley's church because it felt like home. So it was really good. And I think Nathan preached. I think he preached, which was really good. And O'Neill preached, and that was really good. And I'm trying to remember. I have a horrible memory. Yeah. And Thursday on the last day, it started raining, and I was like, come on, just use me. I just want to get another person saved, because my team was mostly getting all the people, unsaved people saved. And I was like, oh, come on, just use me one more time. And the last 30 minutes start pouring. So it was like, okay, let's get this guy. And this guy named Donnie Gibbs got saved. So, okay, thank you.
Hi, my name is Kelsey, and this was my first sewing marathon, and I had so much fun. I'm kind of nervous too, but it's okay. The first day we got there, my partners was Amber and Trevon and Jaira. And the first day we weren't able to lead anyone to the Lord. So that was kind of like, you know, we have three more days, the Lord will give us something. And then Tuesday all day, we didn't have nothing. And the doors were dry and everything. And then Tuesday night, we went to this, No. I have to tell you this one story real quick. It's so funny. Okay, so we went to this one door, me and Amber did, and the guy opened the door, and he said, hi, and I'm like, hi, and then I asked him if he was 100% sure if he'd go to heaven when he died, and he said, yes, I'm sure. And I asked him how he knew that, and he said, I have money saved up. I'm going to buy my way in heaven. And I was like, I had no idea what to say to that. So I was just like, oh my goodness. And he's like, nah, I'm just kidding. I asked Jesus in my heart. I was like, oh my goodness. I was like, yeah, you saved. But Tuesday night, we went to this one like apartment building place, and a little boy got saved. And it was so awesome because he was like crying, and I was crying, and I had my little satchel thing, and so I had tracks in there, and so I pulled some tracks out. I gave it to him, and I told him to tell his friends about Jesus too. And he's like, "You have more of those?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he's like, "Give them to me." I'm like, "Okay." And then, it was just an awesome soul-winning marathon. And then Thursday, we got to lead two more people to the Lord, so that was awesome too. Amen. Oh, and Brother Perkins was awesome because he brought us little Debbies.
Hello, my name is Doug, and this was my second soul winning marathon, and it was a blessing for me this year. Going into it, I'll be honest with you, I was really discouraged. I wasn't looking forward to it at all because last year I had a bad attitude, and what we learned at the college is that if you have a bad attitude, it can ruin your testimony, and it can ruin the spirit, and it can really limit God and what he is trying to do. And so going into it, I was praying. I was like, Lord, you know, please help me to stay encouraged regardless of, you know, what happens. Help me to stay encouraged. And Lord, even if I don't lead anybody to you, help me to stay encouraged, help me to encourage my team, help me to keep a good testimony. And so that was my main goal going into it as well. And of course, as Robinson said, I was his partner, I'm his Doug. And and it was a blessing to have a good soul winner, someone who loves the Lord, someone who loves souls, someone who, you know, has a heart to serve God. And so it was a blessing for me. I praise the Lord that I was able to lead one person to him. It was Tuesday afternoon. It was a guy by the name of Xavier. And what they teach us at the college is that you talk to everybody. Even if they have a track in their hand, you still talk to them. And so while Robinson and I were at this house, and he was talking to the gentleman at the door, and I believe he got saved as well. And our girls were talking to Xavier on the street. He was playing soccer with this little kid. And so they walk away, and I just felt the Lord telling me, go talk to Xavier again. So while Robinson was talking to the person at the door, I was talking to Xavier, and he says, oh, well, they already gave me, you know, the information about the church. I said, okay, well, let me ask you a question then. Do you know for sure you're going to heaven? And he goes, well, I'm not really sure. I said, well, would you like to know? And so, of course, long story short, he got saved, and it was a blessing to be a part of it as well. And going into soul winning marathon, the Lord was really working on my heart, and he led me to a passage of scripture in Acts 27. When Paul and King Agrippa were there, and King Agrippa said those words, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And going into soul winning marathon, I know as a soul winner, a lot of times you knock on doors and you get to the point where you lead, you know, you go through the steps, you go through the plan of salvation, you can tell they're under conviction, you can tell they want to get saved, and you give them the option, would you like to accept Christ? And they say no. And that's one of the hardest things for me to go through as a soul winner. And so Lord would just encourage me and say, you know, just know that it's not you they're rejecting, it's me. And just to kind of repeating what Robinson said, the last house, one of the last people I talked to was Jennifer. And I asked her, I said, do you know for sure you're going to heaven? She goes, I know for sure if I would die right now, I'm going to hell. And I said, okay, well, why is it that, you know for sure? She goes, well, it's because I'm a lesbian. And I know that lesbian's an abomination of God. And I told her, I said, well, ma'am, I'm gonna be honest with you. There's only one sin that gets you out, that keeps you from going to heaven, and that's rejecting Jesus Christ. And I said, it doesn't matter what sin you have in your life, doesn't matter what you go through, you can accept Christ. And Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. And Jesus Christ can help you get victory over this in your life if you want to. And so I was just trying to encourage her and just show her, you know, the love of God. And you can tell that she's had a lot of people tell her, well, you know, you're going to burn in hell because you're a lesbian, and, you know, just typical Christianity today. And so I just thank the Lord that I was able to, I feel that I was able to be a good testimony to her, leave a good taste in her mouth, so to speak, and just kind of leave the seed. And so I'm praying for her And I asked her, I said, you know, may I get your name? Of course, she said her name was Jennifer. I said, Jennifer, I'm going to pray that you realize one day that God loves you. I'm going to pray that you realize that you can trust in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to pray that God doesn't give you peace about it until you trust in him one day. And so I took her name down. I'm praying for her, and I ask you to pray for her. My name is Jennifer. I don't know if I'll ever hear from her again, but I hope and pray one day that, you know, she'll be in heaven when I get there, because that'll be a blessing. And as they shared with us throughout the week that, you know, it doesn't matter how many get to lead to Christ. It just matters that you were available to him. And, you know, as some of the people said, some of us plant seeds, some of us did the watering, but God is the one that gives the increase, and he's the one that does the saving, not us. And so I just praise the Lord for a great year. I praise the Lord for the good team that we had. And I just thank you for allowing us to go out. Thank you, Pastor Carter, for having the vision of starting the college. Thank you guys for praying for us. Without your prayers, I don't think we would have been able to exceed our goal. And for those of you who were praying,